The Baltimore City Council holds its last meeting of the year today, starting this afternoon at 4:30. WIPR reporter Kenneth Burns is on the line for a look at the agenda. Good morning, Kenneth.
Morning, Nathan.
Let's start with a bill that's being introduced by City Councilman Nick Mosby, the so-called Ban the Box Bill. What is this box, and why does Councilman Mosby want to ban it?
This box is that little box on applications for employment that asks, do you have any previous convictions? And some people have to check yes because they do. This is the box that Councilman Mosby wants to ban because it has been a hindrance for people to get a job interview.
So people who have convictions won't automatically be thrown out.
Yeah, when I was talking with him yesterday afternoon, he says that this has actually scared some people off from hoping to get some employment or kind of just made them scared that they wouldn't even get the job interview. He doesn't necessarily want to ban employers from doing background checks after the interview, but he wants to try to help the chronic high employment rate in the city.
Councilman Mosby is also co-sponsoring another bill to be introduced today, introduced by City Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark, dealing with sexual predators and the state's court system. What's this bill about?
Well, this is a resolution, so it's asking the state to allow the past history of the suspect who is accused of a sex crime introduced as evidence. Right now, that doesn't happen. If you're a victim, your past is fair game. This was partially inspired by Nelson Clifford, who was acquitted of 3 rape convictions.
But as a resolution, even if this does pass, it wouldn't do anything itself. It would require the General Assembly to get involved.
Right. Well, it would just ask the General Assembly to get involved, but it's up to whoever in the General Assembly would want to take up this mantle.
City Council committees also have a number of hearings scheduled, one of them on a story we've been following on WIPR, the death of Tyrone West while in police custody earlier this year. Recently, the medical examiner completed West's autopsy but is not releasing any details. Tell us what this hearing is going to cover.
This is a resolution introduced by Councilman Warren Branch and Bill Henry. They want to know, why did it take so long for the state medical examiner to determine a cause of death for Tyrone West, who died in police custody over the summer? This is almost 6 months later, and they just want to know, why did it take so long?
Another committee is going to be looking at changing Baltimore's curfew. Tell us more about that.
This was proposed by Councilman Brandon Scott over the summer during the height of the violence from over the summer, and this would adjust the curfew for the first time in a couple of decades.
What changes would it make?
It would actually push the time up earlier if you were a little younger. I want to say if you're not exactly in high school yet. But there are exceptions, like if you were coming from work or a church activity, you would not necessarily be taken into custody. You would be allowed to go home. But Councilman Scott, I know some young people that were out in the streets way too late. We're talking 10, 11 o'clock at night. And so he wanted to update the curfew for current times.
As I mentioned, this is the last City Council meeting of 2013. Quick look at what's coming up next year.
Well, we got a couple of big ones next month alone in January. First, you have the quarterly oversight hearing from the Public Safety Committee of the Police Department. And then you have a hearing in regards to the speed camera program, which has been offline for much of this year to the point that it's having an effect on the budget. I believe Luke Broadwater mentioned yesterday on our air that it was $60 million in the hole that they were anticipating on collecting.
Today's City Council meeting is set to start at 4:30 p.m. WIPR reporter Kenneth Burns will be there to cover it and have more for us tomorrow. Kenneth, thanks for giving us this preview.
Not a problem. Thank you.